Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting content about a head-to-head chatbot competition. It's AI madness, folks, and the stakes are high. Grok versus DeepSeek. 7 prompts, 1 winner. Let's dive in.
7 prompts? That sounds comprehensive. What kind of challenges did they face?
Everything from explaining quantum physics to a 10-year-old using pizza analogies. Can you imagine? To crafting a short story with a time-traveling detective, and even designing a database schema for a social media platform. Talk about a range.
Wow, a real test of their capabilities. So, who came out on top in the pizza explanation challenge?
DeepSeek took that one. Apparently, their analogy involving pepperoni, pineapple, and even chocolate, combined with some well-placed emojis, resonated better with the target audience. Grok's magical oven, while interesting, was deemed a tad too abstract.
Interesting. I see. Sounds like DeepSeek has a knack for making complex topics digestible. But what about creativity? Who won the storytelling round?
Ah, that's where Grok shone. Their time-traveling detective story, featuring the quirky Ellis Kane, was praised for its unique writing style and impactful twist ending. DeepSeek's story, while well-paced, lacked the emotional depth and creative punch of Grok's.
So, a point for each so far. It's a close match. What about the more technical challenges, like the database design?
DeepSeek took the lead again on that one, providing a more complete and production-ready schema with a solid approach to scalability. Grok's explanation was good, suitable even for a job interview, but DeepSeek's was simply more robust. And then there's the multilingual challenge.
Multilingual? Intriguing. What did that involve?
Translating the proverb, "the early bird catches the worm, but the second mouse gets the cheese," into French, Spanish, Japanese, and Arabic. DeepSeek went above and beyond with literal translations, romanizations, and even a discussion of cultural idiom differences. Very impressive.
It sounds like DeepSeek really understands the nuances of language. Did Grok even stand a chance?
Grok's translations were accurate, but they lacked the depth and cultural commentary that DeepSeek provided. So, another point for DeepSeek. But Grok did redeem itself in the ethics challenge. The prompt asked them to analyze the implications of using AI-generated content in academic papers without disclosure.
Oh, a very relevant ethical dilemma. How did they handle that?
Grok tackled it with compelling analogies exploring the various ethical angles with clarity and depth. DeepSeek's response, while well-organized and academically sound, lacked the narrative engagement of Grok's.
So DeepSeek demonstrated technical prowess, while Grok showed a strong grasp of ethics and storytelling. It's a fascinating contrast. So, in the end, who emerged victorious?
Drumroll, please. The overall winner was DeepSeek. While Grok excelled in certain areas, DeepSeek consistently delivered a superior balance of technical depth, clarity, structure, and practical utility. They're moving on to the final round against Gemini. That's all for today, folks. Thanks for tuning in.
Goodbye.